Phil Collins, get us started on a Wednesday. Let's see. Russell Wilson has been named starter of the Steelers. That just came out. So
for the 6 weeks.
Unless he balls out, but I'm imagining the whole thought behind Mike Tomlin starting him is, hey, you guys are going to see what he is, and Justin Fields will be my guy moving forward. But we shall see. I don't know how they're. I don't know who they're playing, so I don't know.
It doesn't matter who they're playing, huh? Bring in a veteran that's done this to win a Super Bowl. Let him teach the young guy. Let the young guy sit in meetings with him. And now you transition to a guy that's not 47 years old, and you have your future quarterback.
Was
that's
Russell exactly Wilson that? Like, how old is Russell Wilson? Are we 40? Like, is he really?
I don't know. We can look it up, but yeah, Russell's
36, I think.
Really? I didn't realize it was. I was guessing like 34, 35.
Yeah, 35 years old.
Man, yeah.
But he turns 36 now. He turns 36 in November.
Yeah. And Russell doesn't. I'm not just hating on our past of what, you know, we've had our discrepancies in the past about his personality. Russell's not what he was with Seattle. We saw with Denver. Russell's not that guy.
Well, the question is, because who was his coach the first season? It was that goofball.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, it was a guy. He had the goofball situation, and then Sean Payton came in. Then they tried to cut him off at the knees there. They wanted him to take that contract, no injury thing out, and then they just benched him.
Sean Payton's one of the best offensive minds in the last 20 years of football, though.
Oh, yeah. I remember it when he put up the 3 points against the Dolphins 70.
Yeah. Maybe it was the pieces on the chessboard and not the person playing chess. Because I watched.
I remember how good he was at offense when he got that three burger.
What about when he had Drew Brees and was putting up 40 a game?
Oh, that's not.
Everyone gets old. Everybody gets old. Jerry Rice with the Raiders. You remember him with the dreads that started back around his ear?
Yeah, but that was completely different. Russell Wilson's 35 years old.
He's old. He's been in the league 14, 15 years.
You're calling for Ryan Tannehill to come back and play for the Dolphins. He's 46.
I'll take Russ over Tannehill.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably, I mean, in all honesty, it's probably a push at this point.
You were calling for Trevor Siemian and Zappi yesterday.
Well, I declared on yesterday's show that Mike White, Ben DiNucci, and Bailey Zappi would be on new teams by 6 o'clock yesterday. Didn't happen by 6 o'clock yesterday, but it's essentially happened. Everything I said that was going to happen, happened. Mike White, he is on the Bills. Bailey Zappi. Where's he, Jimmy? Browns?
Chiefs.
Chiefs. Oh, that's a pretty good team. Pretty good read on quarterbacks. No pun, Andy Reid. They kind of know what they're doing there. They grab Bailey Zappi. And I think Ben DiNucci is in several different negotiations. I'm sure by 6 o'clock, we'll find out where Ben DiNucci has decided to go.
And none of it happened before 6 yesterday. I told you that Zappi being as young as he is and Mike White doing what he with the Jets, they'll get dubs. Ben DiNucci is on nobody's watch list.
All right. You just wait. You just wait and see. All right. You'll apologize to me before 6 o'clock.
For what?
Guy's going to be on someone's 53.
Ben DiNucci signing with a practice squad? Can't do it.
Today is National Radio Commercials Day.
I love them.
So do I. I'd like to play some of our better ones. I don't know if we'll have time, though, in all honesty, but today is National Radio Commercials Day, and really that is that's the lifeblood of my radio career, commercials.
And the bathroom break.
I want to play the Bill Burr, Jerry's Berries. It's might be my favorite radio commercial of all time.
I don't know, Hawk. I'm a big fan of Merlin Shirley, whatever his name is.
Merlin Shirley was a good one. And certainly Adriana Hernandez Henderson, whatever her name was.
I like old Merlin Shirley.
We've had a few. I'll give you a training camp report. It's sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Eric Ezukama, remember we were getting off the air yesterday, and the Eric Ezukama news broke that Dolphins were waiving him. He has signed to the practice squad, right? Am I correct on that? And Nick Needham as well has signed to the Dolphins practice squad. It's just got to feel so terrible. Yeah. I was saying this yesterday for like Nick Needham, especially. Now, Ezukama hasn't done much on the field. Nick Needham's been a really good contributor. All of a sudden to be back on the practice squad, and my guess is they're going to be on the 53 because Nick Needham has shown himself to be valuable enough. Eric Ezukama, you can't play with four receivers. And I know they signed someone today, but you got to have receivers out there.
Yeah.
So,
but it's a strategy from Chris Greer because you're taking a chance that somebody else will sign them, but if they haven't done anything, it's Nick Needham, and I'm speaking about it.
No one took
him. Well, as the league has to look at players where you're just your commodity, you're not a human, Nick Needham hasn't done anything in a year and a half. Nobody else is.
I get it.
You can play the game, and I think that's what Chris Greer did with Ezukama, where Solana loves him, but I don't think that Andy Reid really looks at Ezukama as a guy that's going to change his offense. So,
well, obviously no one did because no one claimed him.
That's what the thing is. So
when they waived him, they could have been claimed. No one got – in fact, no one who the Dolphins waived got claimed. Not one single player that the Dolphins waived got claimed. So
you look around, you got to pay him $1 million, $2 million a year. I think Nick Needham was supposed to make 1.7 or something like that. 1.8, not guaranteed. No, we can get him for – $200,000? Whatever it is.
I don't know about $200,000, but yeah.
Hey,
like,
guys.
Whatever that number is.
Hey,
yeah,
guys.
We'll take him and we'll ride.
So we're having some technical difficulties. Both of you sound just miserable. It sounds extremely robotic. I can barely make out what you're saying, and I know a lot of people are texting in the same thing. So I would strongly suggest maybe we go to break really quickly here so I can kind of reboot our system and come back and still have time to kind of go through all these things.
Well, what if I vote for something else?
Go to hell. I'm talking, Jack.
Yeah. Don't cut me off at the knees. I'm not a practice squad guy.
He's treating us like practice squad guys.
You want to treat me like a practice squad guy?
I mean, that's fine. You guys want to keep talking and people can't hear you? That's fine. You go ahead.
But everything sounds fine to us.
Right, but it's not how it sounds to you. It's got to be how...
Well, I think there's something wrong with your ears. I think you have something wrong with your... Like, you had something wrong with your gums. You had something wrong with your knees. You had a lot of things wrong. You're in the ER a lot. You have a standing appointment at the Minute Clinic. Yeah, maybe you got to clean out your ears.
This would be funny if anybody could understand what you're saying.
How do I sound now?
Let's go to break so we can figure it out on the backside.
All right, go to break. We'll figure it out. Solano will figure it out. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll come right
back. Who's going to figure it out?
Jimmy.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
Solano threw it down like Apollo 13. During that commercial break, said, we have never lost a man in space before, and it's not going to happen on my watch.
There you go.
And then he proceeded to kind of walk around and not have any solutions. And I said, why don't we try a new link? And maybe that solved it. So, but we got there by the end. How does it sound to you now, Solana?
As of right now, the same. Unfortunately,
terrible.
Yeah.
Sounds fine to us.
I can hear everybody.
Maybe everyone wants to come to my house and listen to the show.
No, your food selection is garbage.
What are you talking about?
You got cottage cheese.
I do have cottage cheese.
I'm not eating no cottage cheese.
Well, if it doesn't sound good, Solano, we need to come up with a plan B.
Yes, sir.
To put on our Apollo 13 thinking hats here. You need to figure out how to put a square filter into a round receptacle. What have you come up with?
Well, we could try going back to clean feed, which is also a possibility.
Is there an engineer around there?
Come on. Ask a serious question.
So it's in the hands of you and Jimmy?
Well, I did what I would be told by the engineer, which is reset our system. You know, that's usually the...
But didn't you say Tobin was using this same system from his house?
He was. He was. He was on StreamYard, which is the system we use. And
so maybe you can check with Tobin or Marcos. They seem to know how to work this.
I think we're so good and we got so many listeners, we crashed the system. That's how my mind works.
Or maybe Marcos is, I don't know, sabotaging you. Sabotage.
Hmm. Perhaps.
Well, I mean, my solution would be then that you need to talk with Zach Gelb in the next segment. I can send you the questions that I had prepared for him because it's ridiculous to have us on the air, even though people are saying it sounds fine on the app and sounds fine online. Is it possible that it has sounded this way the entire day, but nobody listens to Tobin and Leroy, so we didn't know? I'm just spitballing.
Jimmy's laughing. Solano looks confused. I like it, Hawk. Do what you do.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a solution. I can drive to the station. I'll be there by about 4 o'clock, which I don't mind. Happy to do it. But you got to hold it down for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that?
Yeah. I mean, no. Would I like to do that? No. Would that be our best option? It seems like it might have to be our best option. But yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, over the air, for whatever reason, you guys do not sound good. You your audio is very muffled, and you do not sound good. And I would feel bad putting the audience through 4 hours of what it sounds like right now.
I don't think they would stand for 4 hours of this. I think they would just tune out and think we'd be putting them through anything.
Yeah.
The peacock bass are bedding in my backyard. We can let this thing go and figure it out later on.
No, not on Kings Gators Week, no sir.
I know what y'all about to do. I went on John Michael's show today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he give you the business?
Nope. Talk big trash.
I like it.
Yeah.
So what should we do? Have you problem solved, Solana? Do we have any other solutions? I see you're staring at something, but is it anything that's going to solve this issue?
Look, it's very easy to point fingers back there and pretend like I'm not doing anything.
No, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm asking if you're actually problem solving or if we're just kind of stymied at this point.
No, I think we could try clean feed, you know, which is the system we used to use, which is just audio. We could try using that, or we can just turn off our cameras and see if that works as well.
All right. Let me know.
My camera's off.
Just turn mine off. Take your hat off, Solana.
Now my pants are off because the cameras are off.
Nobody wants to see that.
It does sound a little better, I'm not going to lie. Just knowing your pants are off.
That's a short show.
Sure. Yeah, I think for all of us.
All right, well, there we go. That seemed to have worked right there.
It sounds better now?
It does. It does.
Huh. You think we're that ugly?
It can't be me.
I don't think it's me. All right. So then do we have this corrected then?
Yeah. I think as of right now, it's holding, the connection is holding strong, gentlemen. It sounds much better right now.
Well, it looks like we're going to be able to re-enter the atmosphere and we're all going to be home with our families in time for Thanksgiving, whatever that means. All right. Here's what we should do then. I apologize. The first 25 minutes here, we thought everything was fine, and we didn't know that it sounded bad, but hopefully we've got this corrected. So I do apologize. Here's what we should do. Crowder, you talk about QC Kinetics. Why don't we break? We'll skip the headlines this this first hour here, Solana. We'll come back. We'll talk with Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network, and we'll get rolling, and everyone will forget that the first 25 minutes happened. Everybody good?
I'm set.
Let's do it.
All right.
Sounds good.
You down with that, Solana?
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Let's do
Jimmy?
It.
Jimmy, you cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
All right. Everybody signed off on this?
I don't like it.
Listeners good with this? Text in. We'll go to the phones. All right. You talk about QC Kinetics. We'll come back. We'll talk with Zach Gelb, and we'll move on from the beginning of the show debacle. Hey, it's live radio. I mean, what are you going to do? You want to? Hey, it's free. All right. Stop your complaining and your belly aching.
Rozier throws, Langham, he's got it, into the end zone, touchdown, it's a touchdown, Darryl Langham at the pylon on the right side of the end zone, 23 magical yards, Miami has the lead with 6 seconds to go in the game, there's pandemonium at the Doak.
Hawk and Crowder.
How's everything sound now, Solana, Crowder?
Perfect.
I hear you good.
Because I have very silky, smooth delivery, and I need to be heard, you know, the way that I need to be heard, and it's got to be perfect, or I can't continue.
When did the silky, smooth delivery end?
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, reminder, because we're going to talk some football here, and obviously you got Canes Gators coming up on Saturday. If you're looking for the best Canes or Dolphins merch this season, check out Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive next to La Spada's. You can check out all the gear online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb, you can hear him nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. He joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City, but because we're troubleshooting some internet connectivity problems, we've got him on the phone, but we appreciate you taking a step back in time with us, Gelby, and doing this via phone.
Yeah, I should have told Solana to call me on a landline, and then we could really make it old school, but I will say this, Hawk. If you're so worried about your voice sounding so crystal clear, how about you get your ass into the studio and not do it from your palatial estate in Boca?
Well,
it's like Solana's looking like, oh, yeah, you should do that. You want me coming in every day, Solana? Because you're the one who told me you don't want us coming in every day.
Yeah, on second thought, Gelb.
Your Venmo already went through, so thank you for the $500 for making me say that right out of the gate. And also for an extra 200, he wanted me to say, I think this is the first time I talked to Channing Crowder in 2 months. Where you been, Channing?
I ain't going to be there, Gelb.
Let's just say that
Solana. Did you go away, Channing, just wondering?
I can't believe, usually on Wednesdays when he knows you're coming on, he takes that as a free day because he thinks to himself, he's like, oh, Hawk will just chop it up with Gelb. I don't need to be there. And all of a sudden he's off gallivanting with Fred Taylor somewhere. So we appreciate the effort today, Crowder.
Yeah, the first time I met Channing, I gave him a Sharpie. He was signing some autographs for fans, and then I wanted the Sharpie back, and he said, I've been to prison for many things. Stealing a Sharpie isn't one of them. So I just assumed that for the last 2 months, Crowder went away. Hey,
listen, don't be surprised if they get me again, Gelb. Things happen in life.
All right, let me talk some football.
Michael Rubin, bail me out.
Gelb is in New York City. We happened to have yesterday on the show Ian O'Connor, and he was talking about his Aaron Rodgers book. And I started to get a little bit nervous, honestly. Crowder and Ian O'Connor got me a little bit nervous talking about how good the Jets could potentially be, because I've kind of discounted everyone in the AFC East besides Buffalo. And after talking with Ian O'Connor yesterday, like, what are you expecting out of the Jets? What is New York expecting out of the Jets?
To be a playoff team and to win a playoff game, like there are Jet fans that expect that this is Super Bowl roster and that they could be playing in an AFC championship game. But I expect the Jets to be a wild card team with definitely a chance to win the division, because as we talked about these three teams, the AFC East outside of New England, you're pretty much splitting hairs. But you look at this squad, Breece Hall's a stud, Garrett Wilson's a stud. We know what Aaron Rodgers is, and that defense is phenomenal. And they'll benefit the most from having Rodgers because you actually have a quarterback that will be able to hold on to the ball. The biggest question for the Jets is what the offensive line will be. They brought back Moses from the Ravens, who was there before. You got Smith from the Cowboys, but he's always injured. And they drafted the kid Fashanu out of Penn State. So they've improved the offensive line. Now the question is, how much better do the offensive line get, and can they stay healthy?
And, Gelb, something that we talked to Ian about yesterday, there was an excitement for Aaron Rodgers, first ballot Hall of Famer, being in New York. Then he plays four plays, gets hurt. Is that excitement still there? Because he's still damn Aaron Rodgers, Gelb.
I think the excitement is there, but you have two different Jet fans. You have a Jet fan that is a little bit younger, that's looking at this more positively, and then you will have the older curmudgeon Jet fan who could blame them with all the pain and suffering that they've seen, where they're like, last year was just a reminder, just when you think you're going to take the bait and this is going to be a great team, there's just unfortunate luck with this organization. And also, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the coach is a concern as well. The reason why I forget to bring him up a lot of times, just because Aaron Rodgers runs this organization, but there's a lot of questions as to what Robert Saleh could be as a head coach and what's in a make or break year for him. Hmm.
So Aaron Rodgers, everybody hopes in the Jets world that he becomes a Jets legend. Let's talk about another former Jets legend, Mike White. So the Dolphins are going with Skylar Thompson as the backup to Tua. Mike White goes to the Bills at practice squad. Is Mike White good? We've had this conversation. Is Mike White good, or was he right place, right time, because Zach Wilson was so hated by teammates and New Yorkers?
Yes. To answer your question on the second part of that question, anyone that you put out there would have looked better than Zach Wilson. And also, I think Mike White should send a thank you card to former WFAN host and now working at FS1, Craig Carden, because he was doing the afternoon drive and he was leading the Mike bleepin' White, Mike effin' White, I think it was, campaign. So that's where some of the excitement also came from. But that was like a nice little two-week stretch, and then it did fade away. So Mike White's a backup quarterback in this league, and obviously the Dolphins thought they had a better backup quarterback option in there.
And then in the AFC, because Mike White, just thinking about it in Buffalo, but, man, Gelb, I think if Joe Burrow stays healthy, Cincinnati's monsters, this AFC is hell. I think Harbaugh, I know it's a joke, whatever, Harbaugh and Herbert, like, this AFC, what team are you – do you think people are sleeping on in the AFC? Because there are some bad teams right now that can play. I'm worried about Colts, and I don't know if it's a Florida thing with Anthony Richardson. The Jaguars just gave Trevor all that money. Like, what team are people sleeping on in the AFC? Because the Dolphins are going to have to beat three of them if they want to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think the two teams are the Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars – we're in the same position last year as the Texans are this year. And the Jaguars were 9-8. Lawrence wasn't healthy, and now there's questions about him. But like you said, they just paid him. I think they bounce back this season. But I start things off with Buffalo. I believe Josh Allen is going to win the MVP this year. I think just even though Stephon Diggs is a heck of a player, that relationship did run its course. And I think they could just breathe a little bit easier in Buffalo now without that distraction being there, even though a lot of people do like Stephon Diggs still in that building. But Deion Dawkins, incredible left tackle. You got James Cook at the running back position. I expect a huge year out of Dalton Kincaid, the tight end. I know Milano going down, the linebacker out of Comac, New York, my hometown actually, is a bit of a concern. But I think people are writing Buffalo off, and it would not surprise me if Buffalo goes on a deep run this year and Josh Allen has a wins the AFC East and the MVP.
Well, how about this one? I think I asked this of Aronde Gadsden at the beginning of the week. Your best guess, we get to the end of the season, what are we saying about Tua Tagovailoa, and what are we saying about Mike McDaniel?
I don't know if there's really a conversation about Mike McDaniel. I think everyone likes Mike McDaniel, but we've talked about that before on the show. Maybe down the stretch last year when there were some injuries, there was a lack of creativity. I really do believe nationally that the topic it's going to be all about Tua, and did Tua win a playoff game? And if Tua wins a playoff game, it will be like, okay, he's worth it. But I don't think the Dolphins are winning a playoff game this year. I have them just missing the postseason. Now, it wouldn't shock me if they do make the playoffs, but I don't think they win a playoff game. So I think people look at Tua and they go, good quarterback. You know, there's, you know, you'd rather have a few other quarterbacks in the league, but a lot of other teams would love to have Tua, but there's limitations of what he could do in the NFL.
But, Gelby, to that point, because if you miss the playoffs after making the playoffs, you know what I'm saying, and trying to win a game, who's it on? Is it on the roster? Tua's a Pro Bowl quarterback, or do you think, you know, the numbers were inflated because of McDaniel's offense, or is it on, you know, just the competition around the AFC? It made me think about it when you said you don't see them, you know, even getting to the playoffs, where it's like, oh, they got to win a playoff game. This team has a Pro Bowl quarterback, a Pro Bowl roster, Pro Bowl,
you know, a heck of a roster.
Like, so it's roster, it's quarterback, it's coach. If they don't make the playoffs or don't win a game, who's that on? Because those are the three angles. It's a coach's fault, it's the quarterback's fault, or it's the roster's fault.
It's not the best answer, but I think it's just the state of the conference. Like, when I say I have the Dolphins missing the playoffs, this isn't me saying they're going to suck. Like, I think they're a 10-7 team this year. But you look at it, you got the Bills in the AFC, the Jets in the AFC. All four of those AFC North teams can be a playoff team. I don't think all four get in. I'm a little bit down on Pittsburgh, but you get the point. The South, they got three good teams. And then the AFC West, we know the standard is Kansas City, and we'll see what Herbert and Harbaugh do together. I just think it's the product, even though the NFC is closing ground from where it was last year and where we enter this year, I just think the AFC is just that deep, and you're going to have one or two really good teams that end up missing the postseason.
Well, how about this, though? Week one, and we'll talk more about this next week. Week one, though, the Dolphins host the Jacksonville Jaguars. If I said to you right now, you've got to put a grand on this game, just the winner.
Games
I won't
Miami,
even make
right?
you do the. What's that?
Games in Miami, right?
Games in Miami. It's a 1 o'clock game. I think the Dolphins are 2.5 point favorites, but forget about the line. Who do you think wins week one? Dolphins, Jags?
Well, you just said forget about the line, and I can't do so. At 2.5, I feel like that's begging me to lay the points with the Dolphins, so I'll go the other way. And I will take the Jacksonville Jaguars to win that week one game.
Because that's a red flag if that's what you think is going to happen week one. And by the way, they've got Buffalo week two. Like, it's not an easy start to the – yeah, it's not like – man, so you're just doing what you're doing.
They got to split out.
You're going against what your gut says, or you actually think Jacksonville's a better team than Miami?
I think Miami is the better team. Like, I am more confident in the roster of Miami, but a week one game, low point spread, it just feels like they're begging you to pick the Dolphins. And quite frankly, I think the Jaguars, that game means, even though it means a lot to Miami when you put up the schedule, it means a lot to the Jaguars, because that's a team that really needs to get off to a good start this year, because there was a lot of negativity at the end of the season, and you got the three wide receivers on that roster. They drafted the kid out of LSU, Travis Etienne. That's a heck of a running back matchup with Mostert, my guy Devon Achane. You got Travis Etienne, and then you got Josh Allen on the defensive side of the ball. So I think that's just a fun matchup, but I trust Doug Peterson more than Mike McDaniel. And then Trevor Lawrence, I do believe that Doug Peterson's going to make him have a real bounce-back big season. It gets off to a week one victory. A little upset.
Oh, you said you trust Doug over Mike. Those
yeah,
three,
man, that hurts that was for some reason. I don't know why.
Doug won a Super Bowl with Nick Bleepin' Foles.
So
valid.
BDM, they called him in Philly.
Gelby, the three things we talked about earlier with a good team, coach, quarterback, roster. The Jags have coach, you just said. Do they have quarterback? I don't think they have roster. Like you said, they have some weapons. I think the Dolphins roster is better. But they have coach and quarterback in this matchup?
Definitely. Well, I don't want to say definitely, but yes, they have the better coach. Quarterback-wise, going into this year, I would rank Tua in front of Trevor Lawrence, but it wasn't that long ago where Trevor Lawrence was on everyone's top 10 quarterback list in the league. I just expect him to bounce back. And you know this, Channing, sometimes the better team just doesn't win the game. And especially in week one, with how it's an extension of the preseason now, basically through October. You get some sloppy play. So if that game is close towards the end, which I expected to, I just feel like there's a little extra motivation there for the Jaguars to go get this thing done.
And by the way, before everyone starts, you know, doing the outrage texts and why do you have this guy on? He hates the Dolphins. A, he doesn't hate the Dolphins. But B, I think what we may have learned, tell me if this is what you learned on Saturday with FSU and Georgia Tech. No one knows anything heading into a season.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100% fair. The Florida State game, it almost was like Florida State stopped playing football after they had the weight of what happened last year. They come right out of the gate. They march right down the field, put the ball in the end zone, and then cockily go for two there in a cocky fashion. And then after that, it was like, huh. You know, they barely let DJ really throw the ball vertically down the field. Then he made some great fourth down plays to go put the ball in the end zone. And then even when it looked like Georgia Tech was going to vomit on themselves and maybe make it a tougher kick, they end up making the field goal. So I walked into this season thinking Florida State was a playoff-caliber team. But since everyone's basically picking either Florida State or Clemson, I actually went with Virginia Tech with Coach Pry, and you had the quarterback drones and a loaded wide receiver room to be kind of a surprise team in the ACC. I think they were at plus 1,000 after the Florida State loss. So I took them at plus 1,000, plus 950 to win the ACC outright.
Gelby, I see you're an open-minded person, so you're not just jumping on this UM bandwagon to whoop Florida's ass at 3:30 on Saturday, are you?
I like Miami. I'll say this.
My guy. Hold on, let the man speak, Crowder. Let the man speak.
I threw you an alley to get him on my side.
How dare we have this guy just on a phone line? He should be on a crystal clear ISDN. Go ahead.
Here's your thoughts
on UM Florida?
I don't trust either of these teams. I feel like I'm a kid, and my parents are like, do you want broccoli or do you want asparagus for dinner tonight? Like, both of these teams, the options aren't great, but I prefer Mario Cristobal slightly over Billy Napier, and I'm a big fan of Cam Ward. But here's what I expect. It to be a close game, down to the wire, and the team that looks like they're going to win is going to have just a horrible, humiliating defeat. Like, this will not be an easy week one game. This will be a war, and it will have you on the edge of your seat, and it's going to have a real nasty ending in the final 30 seconds for one team and a crazy moment of elation where it's like, oh, I survived a heart attack for the team that wins.
Oh, I hope it doesn't come down to that, because we need just a complete Gator ass kicking up in Gainesville. Let me ask you this.
He doesn't need that on his heart.
Yeah, I can't take that, Gil.
23-20 Miami. Florida lines up to kick a game-tying field goal. It hits off the upright, and it's no good. That's what I'll go with.
Well, let me ask you this. This is a very important question. True or false, college football is at its best when the Miami Hurricanes are a powerhouse?
False. It's been pretty damn good for the last 20 years, and Miami sucked.
I mean, this guy doesn't know when to give a right answer. He doesn't know how to bring down the oop when you give him the ollie. I mean,
what can I explain real quickly?
I don't know if there's really anything to explain there. It's so wildly wrong.
If we still had the 7th floor crew Miami version, then yes, but I don't think that's going to happen in the year of 2024.
they still up there. They just don't make songs anymore.
Yeah. It was a bad idea in hindsight.
Oh. That's the only line of that song I could say without getting fired today.
Yeah, not the greatest performance on Greg Olson's part. But we'll move on. We'll move on. All right, so you have the Hurricanes to win on Saturday, and right now, early, you've got the Jaguars to cover over the Dolphins week one.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. Happy National Radio Commercials Day, Gelb.
Oh, is that why I had to cut about 40 spots before I got on with you guys today?
I guess so. Today is National Radio Commercials Day. Isn't that exciting?
Wonderful. And we thank all of our sponsors here at WQAM and also the Infinity Sports Network.
I mean, he does it so well. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. You can hear him nationally every afternoon. Thanks, Gelb.
You got it. And all these Florida fans that hate my guts now, at Zach Gelb on Twitter. I'll find you in the DMs later.
Yeah, man, the texters are not happy with your Dolphins Jags opinion. But that's a red flag. I'm telling you, that's a red flag, because if we're talking with this kind of roster, this kind of investment, and, you know, this kind of contract for Tua, yeah, if we're talking about whether or not they're at the level of the Jaguars, what are we doing?
That's the thing.
He's got to. He better be way off on that, or it's going to be a long season.
We're supposed to be competing with the Chiefs, not seeing if we're better than the Jags.
Yes. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Rozier throws. Langham. He's got it. Oh. Into the end zone. Touchdown. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. Darryl Langham at the pylon. On the right side of the end zone, 23 magical yards. Miami has the lead with 6 seconds to go in the game. There's pandemonium at the Doak.
Hawk and Crowder.